research fellow at the Solar Energy Research Institute. And what we didn't get to talk enough about, Frank, and we might have to get you back down here for, is the work you did with the National Conference of State Legislatures and teaching us how we can speak to legislators about this issue. But thanks for joining us this evening, Dr. Frank Kreeth. And I do want, before we close, to hear about the talk you're giving on February 18th. Can you fill us in?
Well, I have written a book called Sunrise Delayed, which is a history how I got involved in my efforts to build a sustainable energy system.
So we can hear you speak?
It'll be a summary of the book at the East Senior Center on a 55th and...
The East Boulder Rec Center, the senior part there in Boulder, on February 18th, at what time?
It'll be at 11 in the morning.
Okay.
So, yeah. Right. Not for your late evening birds.
Well, we'll try to turn out, and thanks again for coming. You've been listening to Hemispheres. I've been your host, Joe Ritchie. Tune in every week, Tuesdays, for Hemispheres at 6, an international public affairs radio program. Stay tuned next. Coming up right now, it's Cabaret.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and always online at kgnu.org. I'm your host for Cabaret tonight, Kathy Frazier, and we are going to be very honored with the performances from the artist development at the Wildflower School of Voice. And the teachers tonight are Monica Augustine and Brittany Mahoney. We'd like to start tonight with performance by Chloe Southern.
Way you gave me a lot to think about, and with the time that I've been serving, all the time that I've been burning, I've been thinking about how to ransack myself, keep break away in your Bentley that I should have already crashed. And yeah, I know I'm guilty, got no witnesses with me, I'm breaking out these bars at last. And I found my new piece to my puzzle. I'ma travel the world, do all the things you told me that I never could. And I'ma rub it in your face that I'm gonna be having a great time. And we can meet on a Sunday, maybe breakfast on me. But I'm sorry, baby, Sundays I don't think that I'm free to reminisce on what you're missing. I'm finally kissing us goodbye. Oh, so if you see me on the streets, don't come and say hello. I got my eyes down in my gutter, I'm hiding in bored. I got the highest ransom out there. You'd think that I would be stealing hearts of gold again like Robin Hood. I'm no good. Let's put it this way, I've never had to plan my own escape before. I got a lot that I could do with all the things that I've been through. I should be insecure, but I'm in the sky with diamonds. You can see that they're shining, and I don't think I'm ever coming down. FBI's most wanted. See the posters, they taunted. They all know my name in this town. But I found my new piece to my puzzle. I'ma travel the world, do all the things you told me that I never could. And I'ma rub it in your face that I'm gonna be having a great time. And we can meet on a Sunday, maybe at Tiffany's. But I'm sorry, baby, Sundays I don't think that I'm free to reminisce on what you're missing. I'm finally kissing us goodbye. Oh, So if you see me on the streets, don't come and say hello. I got my eyes down and my guard up. I'm hiding in bold. I got the highest ransom out there. You'd think that I would be stealing hearts of gold again like a Robin Hood. I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good. Baby, I'm no good. No, I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good. Baby, I'm no good. I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good. Baby, I'm no good.
That was wonderful.
Thank you
so much, Chloe. Good job.
Thank you.
How long have you been involved with artist development at the Wildflower School of Voice?
I think I've been involved with artist development specifically for about a year now, a year and a half.
And where do you go to school usually?
I go to Niwot High School.
And are you doing afternoons or weekends or both?
You mean...
As far as at the Wildflower.
I go, I think, twice a week.
Excellent. Who is your favorite artist or songwriter, and why?
I don't think I could ever pick a favorite artist.
Then who influences you when you write?
I get a lot of, I'm not sure if it comes out, but I get a lot of inspiration from the Beatles, and my dad actually listens to KGNU a lot, so I hear a lot of that music.
Well, that certainly is an eclectic place to look at music. We're so happy that you all are here. Monica Augustine and Brittany Mahoney are the teachers at the Wildflower. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Wildflower is all about? And
sure.
How to become involved?
Sure. Everyone is welcome to be a part of Wildflower. It's basically a singing school. Singing and performance are the main things we do. And then we've added artist development, which is more of an advanced class for kids that are just wanting to deepen their understanding of music and artistry and writing songs and recording and possibly taking it to the next level, whether it's they are looking to be a professional performer or just gain that level of experience. So that's artist development. But our ages are like 5 to 18 for the most part. And we have popular music. And now we've just added with the new owner, Kari Krakovic. She is bringing in musical theater and some classical. So
excellent. Are all of the students involved dealing with performance? In live performance in the area, or just the older ones?
All ages. We have 3 performances a year, and they get to perform with a live band and invite their friends. It's at a nice concert venue, so they all get that opportunity to do that.
Is this per year?
About 3 per year.
Do you have any idea which month those are?
Yeah, they're March before spring break, November right after Halloween, and the end of the year, so around the end of May. Yeah.
Well, that gives them time to prepare and also to deal with schoolwork and so forth, which is excellent. I understand that you and Brittany are going to doing some performing as well.
We are.
Today. So I'm looking forward to hearing you both.
Yeah, we're going to do a song right now called Be That, and it's an original song I wrote.
Oh.
Yeah. So here we go.
Himself reaching out, and what he wants lives within. He doesn't feel like it's enough, no matter how much he puts in. He spins himself out sometimes like a worm.
worn-out tires on a sloping mudslide. He knows that it's a waste of time, every reach and mountain that he tries to climb. We gotta be that love that we are looking for. Close that door to doubt once more. Sure as there are stars above, what's inside of us has gotta be enough. The maker didn't build us on secondhand parts, random thoughts and whims of the heart. No, he built us perfectly for what we're here to do and who we're here to be. It's okay, we all lose sight sometimes. But holding on too tight can leave us blind. Leave us blind. He turns himself around and he heads down the mountain, wondering how he got so far away from all the people and places that make him so happy. We gotta be that love that we are looking for. Close that door to doubt once more. Sure as there are stars above, what's inside of us has gotta be enough. The maker didn't build us on secondhand parts, random thoughts and whims of the heart. No, he made us perfectly for what we're here to do and who we're here to be. What we're here to do and who we're here to be. What we're here to do and who we're here to be. What we're here to do and who we're here to be.
Thank you.
How did you get involved in Wildflower?
How did I get involved?
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
How long have you been teaching there? And
oh, okay. Well, I've been teaching there 22 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
I started it 22 years ago in my basement. And with a tiny little stage that the kids were still excited to step on, even though it was like 4x6, I don't know. But I just was really passionate about kids that want to sing, being supported and nurtured through that process, because not everybody starts out sounding really good or feeling really confident. And that was something I felt really strongly about, because I had some great teachers. I had a lot of different teachers, classical, jazz, growing up, all kinds. And I found that they were very knowledgeable. And I also found that there was a piece missing, that people need to be nurtured and helped through certain hard times. And I didn't actually get a lot of that. So I wanted to bring that to Wildflower, because people, kids can be great. They just need to not have a good direction and like someone to guide them and help them figure out what might be their niche, and value all kinds of music and all kinds of voices, not just a certain type. And so I ran into that a lot when I took lessons. If it wasn't this voice or this voice, some teachers just weren't open-minded enough to see that. So I have a lot of passion about letting people be themselves, and that's what Wildflower is all about.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you filled a niche that wasn't being addressed by other people.
Thank you.
And Brittany, how long have you been involved with Wildflower?
Wow, this is my second year, or I'm in my second year, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's just been wonderful. It's been the best opportunity I could have ever asked for, and just a wonderful experience with all the kids, and really inspiring, actually. All these kids are so talented, and each in their own way. And it's very, it brings so much to music again. Like, I've always loved music, but they just interpret it in their own ways, and it's really, really beautiful and great to be a part of.
Well, congratulations. It looks like you're kind of catching the torch and moving along.
Brittany's, but honestly, Brittany's essential.
You don't really look that far apart in age, so.
Oh, my God.
I'm hoping that's a compliment to both of you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Sophie, I think you're up next. Sophie is also a member of the Artist Development. Do you have a, do you want to, are you?
Yeah. Am I going to do the piano first?
I think Sophie's going to go to the piano now.
Yep.
How old are you, Sophie?
I am 10 years old.
And where do you go to school normally?
Shining Mountain Waldorf School.
Oh, Shining Mountain Waldorf here in Boulder.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And what are you going to perform for us right now?
Right now, I'm going to perform the song that I recently wrote, and it's called Farewell Day.
Okay.
And it's about my best friend moving away. And yeah.
This is Sophie's first, second original song, but first song ever accompanying herself. So it's pretty cool.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Colorado when you're
Excellent. A powerful song from a powerful 10-year-old.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How do you go about writing? Do you get an idea first? Do you write a poem? Is it lyrics first and then music, or does it come together?
A lot of different things that I do to write songs. I usually do the melody first, because I think of a melody and then the words kind of just come to me somehow. And inspirations are sort of, I can just step outside and see an inspiration, or like real life experiences. So it's really, it's a lot of different things, but yeah.
But you say that the music comes first and
yes.
then the lyrics.
Melody, yeah.
Interesting. Have you been performing very long?
I've been performing like and singing my whole life, ever since I can remember. Mm-hmm. But when I got into Wildflower, I was about 6 turning 7. I was just turning 7. Yeah.
So that would be in the
first second
grade?
Yeah, probably second. Mm-hmm. I think second grade.
So you've been performing for an audience?
Have you
thought about recording at all?
Well, actually, my other song that I wrote, it's called Able to Fly, and it was the first song I wrote. I got to actually go to a recording studio and get that done and put it on a CD.
How exciting.
Yeah, that was very, really good opportunity.
That's wonderful.
For me.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing another song maybe later
yeah.
from you. Excellent.
Wonderful.
Super. Okay, up next, I believe, is Emma Sproul. And Emma, are you going to be at the piano also? Or I saw you playing the guitar
songs,
earlier.
Yeah.
Consultation. Okay, so how old are you, Emma?
I'm 10.
You're 10 also? And what school do you go to normally?
McIntosh Academy.
Oh, McIntosh Academy. Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you as well.
Okay, so...
What is the name of this song?
Sparks Villains.
Wait, what's we...
Which one should I do first?
About the villains, yeah.
Okay. So the name of this song is Villains. And do you want me to tell you what it's about?
Oh, I would love that very much.
Okay. It's kind of about how everyone has a dark side to their really light personality, I guess. Even the nicest people have something about them that makes them not so nice.
That was a very delicate way of putting that. You are a diplomat.
So, I guess this song is kind of about embracing it. So
excellent.
Have to do this again.
Your favorite artist or songwriter? Do you have one in particular that inspires you more than another?
Not really. That's really hard.
I know it's a tough question. It's probably like asking you what your favorite food is.
I guess. Well, people that inspire me.
Yes.
Okay, so I have a list of people. I'll just name like two. Oh, no. Okay, so I'd say Alicia Keys is one of them because I just feel like she has a really great voice and it has this tone, I guess, this kind of bluesy tone that I really like. And Dad.
Aw, that's
Stevie Wonder.
Yay!
I am a huge fan of Stevie Wonder, actually. But I feel like, kind of like with Alicia Keys, he has this really bluesy, cool tone that I really like.
And she has a lot to say, too. They both do.
Yeah.
I noticed during rehearsal before the show began, you were playing the guitar as well. I assume you like the keyboard better because of Alicia, or is it about the same?
I don't know. I mean, I've played guitar... I mean, I've played piano longer, so I don't know. I guess it's about the same, but...
How long have you been working in the artist development at Wildflower?
About a year?
About a year. Well, I think your music is really important, and I hope to hear more of it.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Looks like we're going to go back to Chloe.
Actually, what? Yeah. Brittany's going to do an original.
Oh, wonderful. Brittany.
And then we'll go to Chloe.
Yeah. Super. Okay. Is this one that you wrote, Brittany?
Yes, it is. On the guitar, which is exciting.
While we're getting ready, this is Cabaret, and I'm your host, Kathy Frazier, and you're listening to it on KGNU Boulder, Denver.
All right, so... This song is a song I wrote called Till the Sun Goes Down.
I crush roses beneath my feet, so my perfume smells sweet, and my guitar lies in the leaves, 'cause I like to ride behind the scene. I run around through the woods inside my town, spinning till the sun goes down. What happens when you leave?
go about your songwriting process?
Well, I usually pick an object and then base it off of that. So, like, maybe...
Was it an apple for this one?
You know, actually, that's really funny because what it was, I had to change lyrics completely because it was just weird. My guitar, my boyfriend made me put a gasoline can in my car because he gets worried that I'll run out of gas and not be near a gas station. And it had gasoline in it, and it made everything in my car smell like gasoline. So I took it out, and then I was practicing guitar, and it just smelled like gasoline. So it actually was based off that.
Boy, I was way off.
Well, no, it's funny you say that because it was one of those weird things where the original line was, my guitar smells like gasoline. And I was like, that's really strange. And I'm going to change that. But the apple thing, it was, there's a little crabapple orchard kind of in our neighborhood, and it's really beautiful. And so I think that was kind of in the back of my mind, but it wasn't the first object.
Well,
that it was
I just see you riding a horse eating apples.
Yeah.
I guess, oh, is what is my visualization.
That would be fun. But yeah.
And then feeding what's left to the horse so there's no.
Gosh, that I'll have to do that now. Go ride a horse.
Well, congratulations. This was lovely. Just
thank
lovely
you.
Piece.
Thank you.
We're going to be returning now to Chloe. And I wanted to ask you, I noticed that you have something on the music stand there. How are your songs notated? Can other people do them? Or is it a personal thing just for you?
Well, it's a mess, actually.
Oh, I don't know about that. The reason I ask is because I was a music teacher in public school for 36 years, so I'm interested in being able to recreate some of these things for myself.
Well, for schoolwork, of course, if I were to do something like this, I would make it very neat. But in this case, it's just the creative process to write a song in my head is all kind of fast and scrambled, and so there's like slash marks and scribbles over old lyrics, and so it'd be a little hard if you didn't know what to. It'd be kind of hard to make do with these pages.
There's nothing wrong with it. I visited the British Museum and other places that have the classic composers and their manuscripts, and they're a mess.
Yeah.
only Mozart is perfect, and the rest is, you know, coffee rings and
these are no Mozart
cut and
pages.
Paste, that kind of thing. So don't feel bad, but I think someday people may want to recreate what you do. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
As you continue. What's the name of this next song?
This next song is an original, and it is called She Said Mama. And the previous song that I did was also an original, and that was called Robin Hood. So this is She Said Mama.
Open eyes, open wide in the early morning, around in the corner by nine. Never shy, never quiet, never up to nothing. Banging on the floor, bang, banging on the front line. Hops in the cab, says 86, and please pull the pedal on the gas. Hard like the pavement, tough as the streets, bushes hanging off a thin line fast. She said, Mama, you said I'd make it. Please don't let me down. Oh, Mama, I think I'll make it. I won't let you down. Pretty lies, pretty eyes, mouth open wide to catch a penny or two. Change in a case, no change in a face, a vision stuck like glue. Sweet smile, innocent Sandra Deepa, she's got rough blood of her own. Too good to admit she would share her sins, but she's bad, bad, bad to the bone. And she says, Mama, they said I'd make it. Will they let me down? Oh, Mama, I think I'll make it. And I won't let them down, 'cause I'll sleep with one eye. Make two bad choices. a chain around my neck will keep me safe from my regrets. But it wears me through, yeah, it wears me too. And I won't box, won't bottle it up until the bluebirds tell me to stop in the early morning with no warning, until tired eyes can glow in the dark. Shiny keys, shiny nose in the winter cold, but her trail as hot as a gun. Not shy, not quiet, but up to something. Yelling at the clouds, screaming for a fair fight. 2:30 in the afternoon, she's right back where she started. Rounding that corner with the devil on her shoulder, with the face of a boy she knew when she was younger. Mama, he said I'd make it. Will he let me down? Chain around my neck will keep me safe from my regrets, but it wears me through, yeah, it wears me too. I won't box, won't bottle it up until the bluebirds tell me to stop in the early morning with no warning, until I can say, oh mama, I have made it. Have I let you down? Oh, oh mama, I think I've made it. I wanna let you down.
Woo. Well, personally, I think you're well on your way to making it.
Thank you.
I am assuming that this is a personal, very personal song.
Yes.
Most of these, I find that this is all coming from deep inside each of our songwriters, and it's wonderful. I had a question about style or genre, but I think everybody has their own individual style.
Yeah.
So I know when I work for my Restless Morning show, I have to look at a combination of rock and alternative and soundtrack and so forth, but I wouldn't know where to put any of, and that may be a whole new genre, which is wonderful. Now, Michelle, I noticed recently you talked about the new owner of Wildflower, Carrie Krikovic, is that correct?
Kari.
And how did she become involved in, does she do anything else other than do the music piece?
Yeah, Kari is multi-talented. She owns Real Kids in Superior, and she does acting, they do musical theater programs. They also do summer programs, which is like iMovie, film editing, film scoring, composition. She's got a degree from Pepperdine, so she does a lot of composition. She's a singing teacher, more music, classical and musical theater, and she directs a lot of the musical theater programs too. She's got a lot of.
So now she's on board with her part of it and is also involved in the Wildflower.
Yeah.
Is it specifically the artist development or is it the entire?
No,
program?
She's actually the new owner now of Wildflower.
Oh,
so
I
she,
see.
I love Wildflower. I'm staying on board to teach. However, I interviewed like 3 people that wanted to purchase Wildflower, and Kari was the best fit. I think she's a perfect fit, actually. And my son goes to Real Kids for film and film scoring, editing, and that's how I met Kari. And I saw how well she worked with the kids and how playful and how skilled she was with kids, and also her music and the musical theater. And I brought it up to her, and she said, "Yes, I'm in. Count me in." So,
well,
yeah, that's how I met her.
It's wonderful that you have that that transition.
Yeah,
because some
really
people
lucky.
Aren't as lucky as it's not as easy to find a new person and
that
has similar beliefs. That sounds like you're both on the same page.
Yeah, I feel like we're both really lucky.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Are you two going to perform, or are we going to go
back to...
We're going
to go to Sophie.
Sophie again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. This is our 10-year-old, and this is...
She asked you that. Oh, I'm playing this one, right, Sophie?
Oh, yeah, you are. But I left you can take that.
Okay, Monica is going to play the keyboard, and Sophie's going to sing this one.
Do you want to get your headphones on, Sophie?
We're working on getting her organized.
Brittany's getting you a stand. And we need headphones for our Sophie. Are there any close by there?
Do you want a dish?
Oh, here, Sophie. Yeah. Well, thanks, Niall.
Thank you for your patience out there in listening land. Sophie, what's the name of this song?
This is Able to Fly. And actually, Soph, I need that one. This is yours, hon.
Oh.
Can you give me that music?
Yes. And can you help me?
Yeah, Brittany will help you.
Tricky.
Your Sophers. Musical headphones. Musical music stands.
Okay, Able to Fly is the name of this one, Sophie.
Yep.
And did you write this one as well?
I did.
Excellent.
Okay. Ready, Soph?
Mm-hmm. First act's a little afraid. Your star and big change scares to open my eyes. Will I be surprised? I know I'm not alone. Everybody's gotta go on their own sometimes. Everything's sinking together for the shore, it drew water filled up from the ocean floor. Oh, oh. If I never spread my wings, I won't be able to fly. I wanna fly like fireworks in the sky. Choose what we believe in. We all have wings, wings to fly. We all can soar so real high. Don't be afraid when you touch the sky, 'cause you never know where we can go unless we give it a try. Come take my hands, let's find a way. Let's make this journey. Ooh.
all the songs have such positiveness to them. So, and it's interesting to see how each the lyrics go from each person. Do you enjoy writing poetry as
I
well?
Do.
I could tell from the lyrics
yeah,
of this song.
I do. And also, can I tell you this inspiration real quick?
Well, certainly.
This is one of the songs that I love the inspiration to it. And so I was sitting at my piano, and we have house cleaners, and one of the house cleaners just came over, and she was touching the keys, and it seemed like she was having a lot of fun just being in that one moment. And I told her, you know, you should play the piano. You should try to write your song, some of your own songs. And she was like, well, I mean, I'm too busy working, and I can't get a piano. And it was like, oh. And then that's when it kind of hit me. If you never spread your wings, you won't be able to fly. And so that's kind of...
Well, you're very lucky to have this outlet to
yeah,
write your songs. And I hope that you will have more on a CD soon. Hopefully.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was Sophie Farrell, and she is 10
yes,
years old, so you should be in the fourth grade.
Fourth grade, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of young, but you know, if talent is talent, and we're so glad that you're here, and I know that you've gotten a lot from working with the folks at the artist
yes,
development for sure.
So, yeah.
Congratulations on
Thank
your lovely
you,
songs. They're really good. Emma, do you have another song too?
I have two more.
Oh boy! Well, why don't you go? Would it be all right to go ahead and hear both of them?
Oh sure.
Excellent.
You want to take me to church first?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just read this up real quick.
Now, Emma is also 10, so you must also be in the fourth grade. Is that correct?
I'm in fifth grade.
Oh, you're in fifth. La, you must be one of those early bird kids like I was. Means you'll be out of high school at 17 and out of college and at 20 like I was. So good for you. Keep up the good work. Tell me a little bit about this next song that you're going to sing.
Okay. I'm singing a cover. So the song is Take Me to Church. And I don't know, I just feel like I really like this song because it has that bluesy tone I was talking about
mm-hmm,
earlier.
Do you want to tell her a little bit about what you think it's about, Emma? Or
well,
what it means to you, or do you want
to... I don't
she
know.
She can do it in the music, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you a little intro.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last room mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick. You heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to who you will. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shiny eyes. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Half a million of death must I have a good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shiny eyes. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Half a million of death must I have a good God. Let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good times, my love is the sunlight. Keep the goddess on my inside.
the ritual begins, there is no sweeter innocence than a gentle sin. In the madness and soil of that sadly seen, only then I am human, only then I am clean.
Excellent. This hour is going so quickly. I wish we could do the second piece, but we're right at about 5 minutes till the end. So I know that we want to have a group performance from all the students and the teachers as well. So as you go ahead and get yourself set up, I'll introduce each one of you again, and we'll see what the song is going to be. This is the group Artist Development at the Wildflower School of Voice here in Boulder. And the teachers are Monica Augustine and Brittany Mahoney. And performers are Chloe Southern and Sophie Farrell and Emma Sproul. We've sure been enjoying all of the wonderful music that you've provided, and I'm very, very impressed with all of these wonderful songs that you've written. It's obvious they're straight from your heart. You're welcome. What is the song that you're all going to do together?
This is called Some Nights.
Some Nights. Now, it sounds familiar to me. Is this somehow dealing with television in some way? Did they do it on Glee or?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, is that?
Oh, yeah. I
think who's you guys? Who is this by?
Fun.
Fun.
It was by the band.
Famous. Okay.
Well-known song. Yeah. About last his year or 2 years ago.
Is his name Fun?
No. Some Nights is the name of the song, I believe. So here is the whole ensemble from Wildwood School of Voice.
Wildflower.
Wildflower,
and thank
me.
You so much for having us, Kathy.
Again to check my style.
she called love. And I look into my nephew's eyes,
and you wouldn't believe the most amazing thing that can come from
some terrible lies, lies, lies. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle.
Thank you so much to students and teachers from the Artist Development at the Wildflower School of Voice, Monica Augustine and Brittany Mahoney as teachers, Chloe Southern, Sophie Farrell, and Emma Sproul as students. I am Kathy Frazier, your host for Cabaret, and you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. Coming up next is Corriente.
You are tuned in to KGNU Boulder, 88.5 FM, KGNU Denver, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM Netherland, online at kgnu.org, translator K229AC. You're tuned in to KGNU's Corriente.
We'll be right back.